We don't have anything on the weekend soccer. All right, let's get started. This is our public meeting for our budget. We have to welcome everybody here today, the big audience we have out there. This is June 19th at 6:40. We'll go ahead and get started. On the budget for 2025-2026, which will begin July 1st, our general budget for this upcoming year is $645,425. And then the road budget is $458,220. For a total of $1,103,645. And our expenses for both the general and for the road balance out. So we did have the work meeting to go over the budget. At this point, does anybody have any comments on the budget or any concerns if you looked at anything? Okay. Does anybody in the audience have any questions or comments they'd like to make or information they'd like to know? So normally in the past, we've not had to include the road. This year, they made us include the road for both revenue and expenditures. So that's the reason why we're over $1 million because of the road. So this basically includes all revenue, all expenses for the city, for everything.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I know we're going to talk about the DUP. On the agenda for our council meeting, but we're talking about, or I made a suggestion to the mayor that we xeriscape all of that grass. There was another problem with Roger Huffman.
Yes.
In there. He came down to my house. He was as upset as I've ever seen Roger, and he doesn't show it very well. He hides it pretty well, but he had 3 inches of water in his basement again. There was a sprinkler line that was cut in there that was just flooding him out, and he turned it off. But there is, in my mind, there's no purpose to have that grass on the west side of that DUP. If we could just xeriscape that, keep that little strip to get grass in there, but if we're going to do that, I would like to have it done somewhat like we did out here, you know, and have a landscape, not just covered with rock in there, and have it look good. So that would cost some money with those. Would we want to adjust the DUP budget right now to have those monies in there and plan to do that rather than have it as a surprise expenditure like we had so many of the DUP.
So we went down and looked at it, and we spent almost 2 hours the next day looking at it. And we found two more leaks down there, fixed both of those.
Okay.
So now, from that planter that's in front of the DUP going south, there is no water at all going that way. Because it's all rock anyway. There is a rose bush that is against Roger's workshop. We're going to pull that out.
Okay.
Then we looked at all the sprinkler systems, got an idea of where all the sprinklers are going, how we can control it. You could take from the north west corner of the building and leave all that grass intact. Those sprinklers are on a separate than there is going down the west side and around the south side.
From the northwest corner of the building going north.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So everything going south would be
so basically west and south side of the building.
Correct. Yep. So you got north section. We got to go and cut that little, like you said, around that monument anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sprinklers there. That's all they cover is the building going north. Everything else we can eliminate. We could turn them all off, eliminate them.
Well, that moves. I mean, we flooded Roger out quite a lot.
Right.
The other thing we're concerned with.
And there, and that moves it away from him.
Exactly. Exactly. The other thing we talked about was there's that drain pipe that's on the southeast corner of the building. If you get rid of heavy rainstorm because of the rock and the underlay, that could get to his house. So we're talking about taking a line and running it south along the building, go along that porch, and then come out and dump the water onto the concrete. It would run east to that first planter, and then it would go south and run, and then get into the road. Before we make it permanent, we're going to hook it up, put up just a pipe there, and see if that slope will do exactly what it's going to do, and keep it totally away from Roger's building. That's just concern they had was wrong.
Okay. And this is all the discussion for the city council meeting. I'm just wondering if we ought to put some additional funds in there so that we're not doing it at a...
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
That's up to the mayor.
Go ahead.
Just so you know, you're going to get some pushback on Zeroscape taking that lawn out. We had pushback when we did it in the first place, so just heads up. The other thing is, as far as the money is concerned, since we're going to approve the budget tonight, I would say come a couple of months, look at it now, but let's open an amend.
Rather than change it
tonight.
Okay. Also, I think we need to...
I don't think we're talking about a lot of money in there anyway. Probably, $2,000 or something would be my guess.
Yep.
But also, I think we need to check with the DUP to see if they can... if they have any funds available or can... because I know there's...
Currently, they do not.
There's grants, though, for that landscaping piece. And think, because Zeroscaping is a big thing. It's become, especially in Utah. I feel like we as a city have dumped so much money into that DUP. And we do need to preserve it. We need to take care of it. But if there's any other avenues, I feel like we need to pursue those.
Isn't it Governor Cox has that?
Yes.
What is it? I can't remember what it's
called.
It's
the initiative, but the waters, I can't remember what it's called either. But
the community or the city needs to adopt a plan to be able to fall within that benefit.
We do.
Right, but that's... anyway, I don't know if we're talking about the same thing, though. But we don't necessarily need to do that. And the DUP could... there's, specific grants for building, for the valuables inside it, for the landscaping. I remember when we were looking at all of that, when Yvonne was looking at all of that, there were different types, and some she didn't qualify for, and some she did. And so maybe this realm would qualify for one of those others that she couldn't get before. So
we've got to get a handle on that.
We have dumped.
What do we have? 92,427. I don't think that captured all of it.
No,
there was a lot of insurance money that was added on top of that. We were $120,000.
No, that was just this last fiscal year. What we had,
right?
What we had before that, even.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the insurance that was before that.
We can't afford to have the DUP.
No.
Especially where it doesn't give back to the community. It's a historical spot. We do want to preserve it. We don't want it to become dilapidated.
Right.
But it's not, they said we'll open it to, for as a museum once a week or something like that. And anyway, so far we've seen nothing like that. There's no, right now, there's no benefit.
Well, there's such a small nucleus of people that aren't
care about it anymore.
That are engaged with that, and they cannot get enough people to open it on the days they want it open.
Right.
And it may be that through the summer, there'll be a few times, and maybe Lamb Day or something, but we've just got to come up with a way that we quit throwing the kinds of dollars at this.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Any other questions on the budget? Mark, do you have any questions on concerns on the budget?
No.
Did we give you part of what we budgeted for planning and zoning? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it, no.
And then zoning. $14,400.
How much did we spend this year?
About half that. Isn't that
we dropped it down, didn't we?
Isn't that the 7,270?
Yeah, 7,270. Sorry, we dropped it down. Actuals for this year, for the 2025 so far, is 3,586.
Okay.
So.
Does he not?
Yeah, I told him. That increase is what we talked about is paying you for your services. That's the reason why it's a little bit more what you
it's helped not to have
been so far this year.
I saw it.
Are you okay with that, or is that
good reading
more to that? Or?
You
sure
mean heavy
yes.
Reading? Like, I know I copied that and I thought, okay, that's the end of that.
Yeah, don't copy that for everybody.
And this budget did include a raise across the board for all the employees. So both full-time and part-time. So doing what we have to work with every year, we're pretty good about balancing out this budget. And we went through this year, what we did this year, is we went through and got rid of some items that we don't use. We added some items that we do use. So it's really more pinpointed to how we're actually spending the money now. Instead of these categories that we had money in there, we didn't use them. The other categories, we didn't know where the money went to. So we went through and made some categories and tightened some things up. So it's going to be a lot easier moving forward for this next year to be able to see where all the money's going to. Make sure we're staying within our budget.
Well, I have a question. It's not really on the budget, but money related. Our 3490 cemetery perpetual care. That's a budget, but how much money do we carry in that account?
I believe there's maybe not $65,000.
$65,000. And we have never touched that for any other purpose, have we?
Well, only thing we use it for is to buy the lawnmower. We have to buy the lawnmower.
Right, which is...
That's all used for.
That's
yes.
All part
so
of
we
the perpetual care.
So we have two cemetery budgets. We have perpetual care, and we have another one for growth. So we have secondary savings account just for growth.
Right.
Yep.
Where does our insurance
but
come out of?
Perpetual care, but we have never dipped into that for something. That
they haven't dipped into it now for at least 40 years. They did dip into it. See, one time they did dip into it, and they almost drained it.
And
I was asked about it.
The law says that you are to put that back, and it never got put back. But that was quite a while ago.
Okay.
But yeah, we haven't touched it for.
It got moved into the general fund to balance the general fund budget out, never got put back.
But it hasn't been touched.
It hasn't been touched since. Okay.
So that insurance that we use to pay for the drapers, where does that come out of?
The
insurance.
Insurance.
Just, but it's not specific to the
cemetery. It's the city's umbrella. Yes. Okay. It's the city's umbrella insurance fund. It's not. It didn't come out of the cemetery's budget.
It's not specific to that. Okay.
No. Which is really nice to have a perpetual care fund. Continue to pay for the cemetery over there. There are going to be some things that we'll talk about tonight about the cemetery as well. That Kurt's going to bring up. Try to improve that lawn a little bit more.
Try to do what?
Improve the lawn. Mm-hmm. It's getting pretty.
It's looking pretty rough.
Pretty rough.
its age is showing. Particularly on the older half of the cemetery. So.
Okay, any other questions for anybody about the budget? Willard, any questions?
No. Someday, though.
We'll just say it looks good.
So, I don't know if you heard us, Willard, before. We talked about this. We really tightened down the budget and made some, got rid of some categories we had money in there we never knew was there for, and really went through line item by line item and made sure that everything was correct. There were some that last year was really high we spent. We went back and looked at the reason why. Part was because of the flooding and everything else, and readjusted accordingly that we wouldn't need that again this year. So it's, and a lot of that goes to Michelle Nelson going up to Polaris and going through it line by line and adding lines and get rid of lines.
Did it put any more in the general fund?
Put any more in the general fund?
I said, did it put any more in the general fund?
Nope.
But if this property tax increase, remember how we had to take from the water and sewer to put in to the general fund to help cover? This will be it.
We did build in that property tax increase, the other half that we promised, realized that we'd do. And then by doing that, we didn't have to take anything out of those two funds. And so that's reflected in here as well. There's nobody taking that. So that money can just stay there.
Good.
And this year, we did have to add in the road. The road is always separate. But now they're making us add in everything. So the road is in there as well. Both revenue and expense portion of the roads are in there.
Okay. Can I ask you a question about it?
Huh?
About budget?
Yeah.
Before the meeting?
Go ahead.
I was curious, last city council, it was passed for the cell phone tower.
Okay.
Is that imminent? And I don't remember, when I got my copy of the proposed budget, I don't remember seeing any.
It's not in there.
Okay.
Because right now we don't know what it's going to take, how long it's going to take them to build it.
Okay.
So we didn't put anything in there.
That's what I wanted to make sure of, because you don't want to bet on something you don't.
No, it's
right.
Not in there.
Right.
Chickens before they're hatched.
Yeah, there's nothing in there. That would be extra on top of that.
Okay. Yeah. So if it comes earlier in the year.
Correct.
Great. Right.
Correct. We did not put that in there for that very fact that we don't know when everything's going to come together.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I miss a lot of things.
No, we did. To your point, we don't want to put anything in there. We didn't have a hardcore fact that this is what it's going to be.
Okay.
Either we had history to back us up, or we knew for sure the we were going to get that revenue. So, the other thing that we've had over the last two or three years is usually a construction company wants to use water. This year was very minimal, but we did have one that used water for 2 or 3 weeks. So what is there is so that type of stuff is also not built into the budget. It may or may not happen, but we don't know. We're not counting on it because we don't think real major construction is going to be going on.
Seems like a smart thing to do.
Yep. Okay. There's no more questions. Anybody else have any questions about the budget? All right. That will close this meeting, and we'll start City Council in